Welcome to Between a Talk and a Hard Place, a podcast for women bringing you down-to-earth conversation about the realities of our real-life experiences. I'm your host, Lisette McKenzie, author, mental health advocate, self-discovery and mindset transformation coach, and self-concept connoisseur. From situations to situationships, I'll be bringing discussions about the challenges women face from day to day, but don't talk about it enough as we navigate this thing called life.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. Today, I thought it would be a good day to talk about education, college, trade schools. So, Alicia, before we get started, how are you?
I'm doing well. Almost, well, really just about a year into pandemic, and I feel like I'm doing as well as can be expected.
Yeah, it has been just about a year. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like we've adjusted, but we haven't adjusted all at the same time.
Right. It seems like some people have taken exactly a year to get with the program.
Well, if that's the case, I need a whole nother year. I still, some days, I don't know if I'm coming or going.
Yeah.
And you don't have kids, but I have my kids, and they're doing their work, their school at home.
Right.
Usually, I'm the only one in the house during the day, so now I have two extra people in my home, and it's like working triple time because I have to make sure that they're signing on to, well, my son, not my, I don't have to really do anything much with my daughter.
Right.
My son, every single day, he knows he's supposed to be downstairs before 8:30 because his class starts at 8:30. At 8:35, I'm looking for the kid and kid ain't here. Every single day. So I have to make sure that he's on his class. I got to make sure that his homework is done. And then in between me working, I'm getting text messages from the teachers, not necessarily because he's not doing his work, but they just give updates.
Which I
hate and love all at once, because now I'm thinking, you know, let me just check this update. And that takes me away from my regular job. So it's a lot of work.
It is.
And my son had to take a test. Sweet boy. He had to take a test. And I guess it was just to, well, according to him, it was just to measure where he was, you know, as far as how much he understood in the work. And,
right.
You know, he didn't really think much of it. He, you know, he's like, oh, Mom, that wasn't a real test. And I'm like, that's a real grade. And it was not a good one.
Oh, no.
And I told him, I said, you know, you have to start taking these tests seriously because it does measure your knowledge and what, you know, the information that you've retained thus far. But
right.
It's preparing you, because he's in eighth grade now, so it's preparing you for high school. So that made me start thinking, you know, he's in eighth grade now, he's being prepared for high school. Is he ready? And then once he's in high school, is he ready for college? Do I think he's going to be the kind of kid that is college bound? He might not be.
Right. And that's fine. I think it is a matter of not only checking in with your child, but checking in with teachers and counselors to make sure, you know, the path that is chosen for high school is the right one. I don't know about the schools in the Wake County area, but the school system I grew up in, Hanover County, we had to choose like a track of high school to take. Like, were you going to do the 4-year college preparatory track, the 2-year college preparatory track? Mm-hmm. I think there was one for like an apprenticeship if you wanted to go and get a job right out of high school, and then there might have been one more. But I had always known I was going to college. Like, that was never a question. And my parents, they hadn't gone away to college, but they thought for me that would be the best option. And I think it ended up working for me. But I knew a lot of kids growing up where, you know, their parents might have been teachers or whatnot, but they were not college ready. And I definitely think it warrants not only the involvement of the educators, but the involvement of the parents. Like, okay, I know they're smart, I know they can do this and that, but do they have the self-discipline? Do they have the insight to really go through with this? Because college is a commitment, like it or not. It is a commitment, and you have to be ready as much as possible for how big of a commitment it is.
Absolutely. It's a mental commitment, and it's a financial commitment.
Right.
And so today I wanted to talk about, did I say what we were going to talk about already?
Yeah, well,
okay.
Yeah, but I know we're going to talk about, like, is the cost of college worth it?
Right. So today we're going to be going over, just briefly, is going to college worth the debt? Is it worth that financial commitment? We're going to talk about finding success in trade schools. And right. I think it's also important to talk about whether or not parents are forcing the need for college education onto their children before understanding if their child is college ready.
Right.
So I grew up in a household where it was always talk of college, college, college. You know, you're going to be a doctor. You know, it was just that uplifting talk because right. I'm going to be a doctor. I can't see myself as being a doctor. So when people right. ask me what I'm going to be, I would always say a doctor. But I was saying I was going to be a doctor because that's what my parents were saying I was going to be. So I was right. mimicking them. But as right. I grew older, being a doctor wasn't something that necessarily interested me.
Mm.
And I wonder, had I gone that route, would I be happy? You know, I always think about, would I have been happy as a doctor? Would I have been happy doing what my parents were encouraging me to do? Because there was never any talk, you know, there was never any, you could be a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could be a teacher. I never heard any of that growing up. It was always a doctor.
Right. And I get that perspective, especially like coming from a Black family, mm-hmm. because, you know, my grandfather on my mom's side, like, he was a longshoreman, and that was hard physical mm-hmm. labor that he did, but he didn't have a choice. Like, he went into right. the military, I think, like in World War II, but after he got out, even if he had access to use the GI Bill, he wouldn't have been able to get like an office job.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to take something strenuous. And then by the time it came time for my mom to go to college, since neither of her parents had been, even though she was offered a full scholarship, but mm-hmm. she ended up not taking it because she didn't really have the guidance she needed from school counselor. And no one in the family could help her. So she went to community college mm-hmm. and it ended up working out for her. Now later, she did go back and get her bachelor's mm-hmm. degree. But I do think there isn't enough talk about utilizing community college because it can be a good investment. You can go and get an associate's degree in a valuable skill and start making good money in 2 years as opposed to 4 years.
Absolutely.
But also, if you want to just go to community college to get your core requirements and then transfer mm-hmm. to a four-year school once you figure out your major, I think there needs to be more discussion of that. But yeah, I definitely think like parents have the best of intentions, but until you really can see your child in action to know what works for them, I think telling them that they could be a doctor might not be good. But I know it's not coming from a place of, you know, trying to right. hurt the kid, right. but still.
Right, because yeah. I don't know they meant well. They just want, I think parents, they reach for the stars because they want right. their child to be successful. But uh-huh. being a doctor is not the only successful profession out there. And going to college doesn't, not going to college does not make you unsuccessful.
Exactly. Exactly.
So my oldest son had actually gone to gone to college, and you know, he went away. He wanted to go on campus. It was an expensive adventure that he just was not ready for.
Right.
So that, you know, that got washed up, you know, that's money that, oh, that was an expensive, oh God, that was expensive. That was,
right.
but he wasn't ready. You know, I wanted him to be ready, but ultimately he wasn't. So, you know, we paid a price for that, but it was also a learning experience. And now that he's older, he can make these decisions and take the courses, go for the degree that best fits him, and not just go to college because he feels like that's something his parents want him to do.
Right. And I agree, because if somebody can like make you do something, but if your heart's not in it, it's not going to produce the right results. Like the saying goes, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. That definitely applies here.
Absolutely.
And also, even if the if your parents went to college and they did well, that's not necessarily going to be your story, because I think what a lot of parents fail to realize is that going to college varies by every generation.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, my generation, millennials, like, we're heavily affected by student debt. Uh-huh. But if you talk to, say, a baby boomer, they probably don't have the same type of stories.
Right.
But I think it's important that you have as much information as possible. And that's why I would say, for anyone who has a child considering college, if you're considering college, make sure you do some kind of tour, because before I decided where to apply, I did at least, you know, one or two college visits to the campus to see if I could even, you know, feel like I could work on the campus.
Right.
So I think that's definitely something else people kind of need to consider, in addition to, you know, knowing if you're academically ready.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't know if I'm finishing up my master's. Thank the Lord. Right. I'm finishing it up. it took me hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt to get to a place where I think I'm actually happy. But I wish I did not have the debt to go with it. So before I got to my master's, you know, I did my associate's degree. Then I said, okay, well, I'll go back. And I did my bachelor's. Okay, well, I'll go back. Like you said earlier, just to backtrack, there wasn't a lot of information available to me. There was information available. It just was not available to me. Like I said, I had some Caucasian friends and even some Hispanic friends who were getting all of this great information on schools, on grants, on all of these things.
And
I had no knowledge of that, you know? So I kind of did it the hard way, the straightforward way. Just sign on the dotted line, take my liver, you know, and I built up all of this debt. I really wish I did not have, because now, you know, I'm going to be paying this back, and I won't even be making as much money as I owe.
And that's the case for even like doctors. And that's where I feel like, not only is the information not available, I feel like the information provided is very limited. Because one thing I've thought about over the years is, not only do like parents give you like a prescribed career, such as a doctor, but like, I don't know if you remember like the school aptitude test.
Uh-huh.
There was a whole lot of like diverse choices.
Mm-hmm.
It was really like teacher, lawyer, doctor, nurse, librarian, police officer. And I was like, well, what if you don't like any of these options? Like, no one tells you about you know, being a forensic accountant or being a professional coder or being like an administrator at a college, like things like that. This pandemic has shown us there are a lot of jobs many of us don't even know are essential until something like this happens. So I do feel like schools can be better equipped to tell kids, like, hey, you don't have to be like the prescribed five professions that has always been told to everyone. There's other options that will better suit you. And that in a lot of cases will require cheaper education.
And they're still respectable professions. Right. You know, for trade schools, there's HVAC technician. My husband is an HVAC technician. He has not a drop, not an ounce, not a penny worth of student debt. I'm so jealous. I'm very jealous. But he makes really good money.
Right.
You know? And you know, that you can be a plumber, you can be an electrician. There are so many important professions that are out there that people overlook until they really realize the impact that these professions have on their day-to-day living.
Exactly.
So my son, for him, like, you know, my daughter still, she says she wants to go to school for nursing. And I'm all for it. I'm definitely all for it. But sister girl don't like to see blood. So I don't really know how that's going to work. They can't be calling me telling me she done passed out because she had to see blood. I don't know how that's going to work for her. You know, I'm all for it. But then she's also interested in cosmetology. She wants to know how to do hair. She wants to know how to do nails. So I'm all for it. And I can say, honestly, she can make great money with either of those professions because nurses will always be in demand. And people will pay to get their hair and their nails done before they pay to get their bill, before they pay their bills.
You're very right about that.
So either way, she'll be all right.
Right.
My son, on the other hand, Mr. Man, I don't know. You know, I don't think he has really shown a true interest in any one thing. When he was smaller, he was interested in trucks. Everything, trucks. So I'm like, okay, he's going to be a truck driver. Maybe that'll be something, you know. And then he graduated into wrestling. And he wanted us to call him Big Daddy Baby, and I don't think Big Daddy, I don't know what trade school we can go to for Big Daddy Baby, but I wasn't interested in that one.
Big Daddy Baby, that's a very unique wrestling name.
Yes, yeah, we were pushing for that. You know, I was happy when he got out of that stage. I was really happy to get out of that stage. He's walking around, and I guess not even walking around now, especially in coronavirus season. A lot of things, like, I feel like he's being impacted because he's not experiencing as much as he would have been experiencing had he been able to venture out.
Right.
I don't see where the schools now. I did get a text message talking something for high school, but I don't really see much discussion on what I want to be when I grow up. Like, it's not like how it was when I was growing up, because always talking about, oh, you could be, again, it would be the doctor or the lawyer, but I don't see those conversations happening outside of the home.
No, and I'm not sure why, because it's definitely something that needs to be discussed, and even if it's just like a casual conversation, because I feel like what helped me over the years is not only talking to like teachers and my counselors and my parents, but also like other adults I happen to know, and I learned what their jobs were. Like, there's a man who went to our church who's our city manager. And before I met him, I didn't know there was such a thing as city manager. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was interesting. Mm-hmm. I wasn't interested in urban planning, but just to know like that was an actual option, like that was new to me. Right. And I do feel like, you know, now kids are kind of being deprived of being exposed to things. And then also, my high school, we had an apprenticeship program where you could get a course credit and get paid mm-hmm. to train in a certain field. Wow. Like you could do cooking, I think you could do welding. And I ended up doing an apprenticeship in at the school systems television station. Wow. My senior year. So that was helpful because I learned I did not want to go into journalism after all.
That's just not your thing anymore.
Yeah, because the actual, like, people don't know, like, being on TV is more than just being in front of the camera. Like, my mom, she works at the local NBC affiliate. She's been there about 15 years now. And around the time I was an apprentice, she started working there, and she would tell me about how the young reporters would have to go out to a story by themselves, fully dressed, hauling the heavy camera, wow. set up the camera, make sure the angle's right, then get on air like nothing's happening, do the story for like the 5, 6, and 11 news, and then come back to the studio and probably be like a sweaty mess. Wow. And since they were the new reporters, they didn't make a whole lot of money. They weren't making like anchor money. Mm-hmm. So like, between that, what she told me and what I did, because like what I did as an apprentice, I did do a lot of camera work and like doing the graphics and things like that. I figured out pretty quickly. It's like, this was nice to do in high school, but as a real career, I don't think I'm cut out for it. Right. So I think like programs like that could be helpful in terms of learning what you don't want to do, even though you might think it's what you want to do.
Absolutely. I agree. And I try to, like my son, I want to say his best subject in school is science. I really want to say that. So I try to think about science motivated professions. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I don't want to push him into debt.
Yes.
I want to push him to be some sort of successful individual, but I don't want to push him into debt.
Yeah.
So I know
STEM careers are in high demand, mm-hmm. and even if he doesn't pursue science, there's always something that's science adjacent that he could be interested in. But I think, you know, when I think of that, there's that's benefit possibly finding a mentor, like someone in the community who does something you're interested in, and you could possibly talk to them like, hey, I'm kind of interested in what you do. Could you tell me more? But I don't know now like, how the discussions of that are being handled because, you know, everything's so different now.
Yeah, and it's hard to find. It's like you have to look under rocks in order to find these resources, or you have to be in a close-knit community, maybe in a church or something, you know, but everybody doesn't go to church. And I don't think that... You know, I don't think going to church or whatever your religious activities are, I don't think that should impact your child being having access to information that can help them mm-hmm. later on.
Right. I agree.
I don't know. I you know, every parent wants to be able to boast about their child. I just don't think that your child has to be has to carry a lot of student debt in order to be boastable. You know, you can be proud of your kid if they're a plumber. You can be proud of your kid if they're doing welding,
right?
And they will be making really good money.
Exactly. But I think the thing is, I you know, when I think back to like when I was growing up and things like that. I just feel like for both my parents, they just instilled the value of doing a honest, hard day's work. My mom, she was an accountant until she got ill. And then my dad, he mostly worked at DuPont for a long time, and then he transitioned to being a school custodian. But I was never ashamed of what either of them did, because I knew they put in an honest, hard day's work, and they took a lot of pride in their work. And that's what they instilled in me. And now, you know, I'm not ashamed. I work in medical billing, and that'll probably be my career going forward. But, you know, knowing that I can put in an honest day's work, I think to me that gives me the most pride. And that's the thing that I feel like I can stand behind. And as long as someone can do that, then I don't feel like there's much else for anyone to judge you on.
Absolutely. Because at the end of the day, when your bill is due, they are not the ones paying it. They are definitely not the ones paying it. They don't even want to know that you got a payment.
Right.
So I just think that people should do what makes them happy. For me, yes. I did the counseling, and this is something, I think this is something that really irritated me, and it was recent. It was really recent. So I chose for me to do clinical mental health counseling. So of course, you know, you can do therapy, you can, you know, it's a more focused discipline. So you have social workers. Social workers are I applaud any and every social worker out there, because they are everything to everyone. They wear so many hats. I can't do it. And I know that I cannot be here, there, and everywhere for everyone. That just would not have worked for me. So while I wanted to be a helper, you know, I want to help community members, I could not help them in the capacity of what a social worker does.
Right.
So I'm in a group, and someone came in and they posted a question because they really wanted to be a counselor. And it's a group with, I think there's some doctors in there, and there's social workers, and there's counselors.
Right.
And I was so surprised at how many social workers were talking down about the counseling profession.
Wow.
And it was discouraging to me to read some of their comments, because here you have a young lady who wants to do this. She's willing to take on this debt because that's where her interest lies. Now, I get where they were coming from, because yes, social workers make good money, and they, their reach is very flexible, so they can work in different aspects of everything. But that doesn't necessarily mean that a counselor cannot. And I think that the outlook of what counseling, the overall outlook of what counselors do, is kind of stuck in the back in the day era, where they were really so focused that they weren't really doing much of anything. But now you have counselors who can branch out and do various things and work in their own practice and just do so much. And I was really, really discouraged at how they were trying to discredit what she really, really wanted to do. Like, she had a list of things. She did her pros and her cons for both. And pros leaned more in the counseling arena, and social workers were shooting her down. Oh, well, you won't make money. Oh, well, you won't do this. Oh, well, you can't. And I was really it upset me,
because
everybody is not going to be a social worker. Everybody is not meant to be a social worker. And if you're in a helping profession, if you're doing therapy, if you're counseling your clients, how can I trust that how you feel in this group is not being shown in how you counsel people who come to you for help?
That's very true. That's very true.
So you have someone who wants to be a counselor. Are you going to try to talk them out of being a counselor if that's what they want to do? So now you're telling them all the things that a counselor isn't. They go to school and they add up this debt for social work for a profession they don't even like.
Right. That's frustrating, because I don't think, another thing we haven't discussed yet, I don't think people realize how many people go to school for one career. They do maybe 10, 15 years in that career. They get burnt out, mm-hmm. and they have to go back to school to learn something else. Yeah. That's like double the debt. And to me, if you can interact with people and get like an honest, unbiased assessment about a profession and make a decision early, mm-hmm. and not feel like you have to change directions in 10, 15 years, all the more for it. But like what you were saying, these social workers who I guess have some kind of a superiority complex or something about counseling, I think that's
horrible.
It
was horrible. It really upset me. But, and I'm not discrediting anything they say. Yes, social mm-hmm. work is a very, very flexible position. But just from a personal perspective, I am not interested in being able to do everything for everyone. Right. I'm happier being more focused. And yes, I get it. They were saying, oh, well, you could do social work, and then if you just want to do this, then just do that. Why can't I just focus on counseling? Because that's what I want to do. I don't think anyone should be discouraged from what it is they want to do. Give them information, give them helpful mm-hmm. information, but don't try to make them feel bad about what they feel is right for them or what they feel they want to do.
Right. Because only you can know what's right for you. No one else can know what's right for you as much as people try to project on you. And I think that's the whole point of our discussion. Like, as much as parents and counselors and teachers want to help, it's up to the kid to make a decision about what they want to do. Because ultimately, it's their life that they have to live, and no one else can live it for them. Absolutely. And no one else wants to pay their debt for them either.
Absolutely. And I get it. I went to school for, I did medical assisting.
Right.
My associate's degree is medical administration, and then my bachelor's is business administration. Health services administration. And I didn't use those degrees for anything. Those degrees did not get me my job.
Right.
Actually, what got me my current job is my medical assistant certificate. Got me my job. I had no debt for getting my medical assistant certificate. No debt. I went and got debt with the associate's degree. I added on to the debt with the bachelor's degree. I didn't use any of that.
I
had no job ever asked me if I had either of those things. Okay. So I thought I was doing the right thing, but ultimately it wasn't where my heart was.
Exactly.
It wasn't where my heart was. So just to hear social workers talking down, and literally that's what they were doing. They were really downing her decision to want to be a counselor.
Right.
And it was just disheartening, just to say the least. It was disheartening. You know, if you don't think it's a good idea, it's not a good idea for you. That doesn't mean that it's not going to be a good idea for anyone else. And that brings me back to what we mentioned earlier. There are so many other professions that we overlook that are important in day-to-day activities. A counselor is one of them. You know, you're a social worker. The social worker is important. But the social worker is not a doctor. But we're not going to look down on a social worker because they're not a doctor. Their roles are super important.
Exactly.
So I just couldn't get it together. Like what I was reading, I was like, You can't be serious. To see a bunch of professional adults talking like this to someone who would be a part of their team.
Right. So
people do, I think you should do what makes you happy. If you don't know what makes you happy, the price that you pay for it will not matter.
That's very true.
It will not matter. You can't do it because other people think you should do it. You have to do it because you want to do it.
Yes, I completely agree.
And when it comes to the kids, you can just encourage them, you know, try to introduce them to different things. That's the part you play. And then ultimately allow them to make that decision. Now, granted, some kids do need a push. They need to be pushed to do something.
Right.
But push them, you know, push them, but don't push them to the point where you are living vicariously through them.
And that's a whole big issue with a lot of people, especially like when I think of kids in show business. Like, you can lead your kid to the road of therapy for the rest of their life.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Yes. They'll be coming to me.
Exactly. Yeah.
Coming to me for that counseling, okay?
Why are you here today? Well, my mom thought I should be a singer. I hate music. Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh, you're so right.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't really have anything else to say on that topic. I just think that it warrants people, families, adults to consider the repercussions and the outcome of forcing something onto a child or forcing something onto themselves that is not really meant for them, doesn't really fit their personal description.
Yes.
So, yeah, you got anything else you want to add?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Well, let us know, how do you feel about education and incurring debt, trade schools? Do you think your child should be in a college? Would you be okay if your child did trade school? Would you be happy with a plumber versus being happy with a doctor or a lawyer? Let us know. Head over to the Facebook group, Between a Talk and a Hard Place, or Instagram at Between a Talk and a Hard Place.